Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the curious title of our sermon today? Fresh Grilled Forgiveness. Based on our gospel reading, listen just to these verses right now. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." I invite you to follow your sermon outline provided for you in your worship folder as together we consider our theme, Fresh Grilled Forgiveness. So let me ask you the question I asked the children in the children's message. What do? When you're sad, when you're frustrated, when you're sad, when you have stress, when you have things in your life that are just not going the way they should go. Some people, I've asked them, some people bake and cook. Some people hit a golf ball and take it out on the golf ball. Some people yell and scream. I'm one who goes for a long, hard run. What do? The Apostle Peter went fishing. Jesus had risen from the grave. He had appeared to Thomas and the other disciples in the upper room. He had made other resurrection appearances, yet Peter knew that everything wasn't the way it should be. He knew that he needed to have a special personal meeting with Jesus. He needed this meeting because he had some unfinished business with Jesus. And this business, as you know, revolved around his very public denial of Christ around a campfire just before Jesus went to the cross. Saint Luke records these words about that denial event from Luke 22. They kindled a fire in the courtyard, and Peter sat down with them, and a servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked right at him and said, "This man was with him." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." A little while later, someone else saw him and said, "You are also one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another one asserted, "Certainly this man was with him, for he too is a Galilean." Peter replied, "I do not know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed, and Jesus turned and looked right at Peter. Even after Resurrection Day, Peter was still unsettled about this. And Peter didn't bake. He didn't hit a golf ball. He didn't go for a run. Peter went fishing. He went back to his old profession before he met Jesus, and before Jesus called him to become a fisher of men. The other disciples went to Galilee to wait. But Peter couldn't sit still. Peter kind of reminds me of me. Peter couldn't sit still. He went fishing. And soon others came with him. And they soon would meet the resurrected Jesus, and Peter's life would never be the same again. St. John has this to say about this event in John 21. Simon Peter, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but they caught nothing, says St. John. We can imagine that Peter hoped fishing would simply get his mind off of things. The disciples fished and fished, but they caught nothing. Anybody who's gone fishing knows that kind of day. But these men, especially one named Peter, had more on their minds that day besides not catching fish. That day had to remind them of a previous day of bad fishing. You probably remember it as well. It was a day that Jesus told Peter to push his boat off of shore so he could use Peter's boat as a floating pulpit. That day the nets were empty too, but Jesus challenged them to push their boats out into deeper water. They did it, and they caught a miraculous catch of fish. Jesus then said to them, "Now you follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And they followed Jesus and became his disciples. But now on this day of fishing, they're waiting for the risen Lord. And Peter is chomping at the bit, to use an old farmer's expression. Peter is anxiously waiting for the showdown that he feels is coming between his Lord and Master and himself, his Lord whom he had denied. Again, the night's fishing had been a bust. Coming into shore, they could see a stranger on the beach who asked them from a distance, "How'd the fishing go?" They didn't know yet it was Jesus. John says this: "Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. And he said to them, 'Children, do you have any fish?' When they said no, Jesus told them, 'Cast your fish nets on the other side of the boat.' And they did it." That's a surprising thing, because have you ever tried to tell an experienced fisherman where or how to fish? But they did it. And they caught a huge number of fish. And suddenly we can just see the light bulb going off in Peter's head. Hey, this thing has happened before. And John the apostle realized it was Jesus before anybody else, because he tells Peter, "That must be Jesus on the shore." And now we come to a delightful passage of Holy Scripture that makes me laugh every time I read it. Maybe it's my own strange sense of humor. But Peter was so excited to see Jesus, his apprehensions just melted away. He was so excited, he did something that's really quite amusing. Listen to the verse. "When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and then he threw himself into the sea. The other disciples," the text says, "continued in the boat." Did you get it? Peter was so excited to see Jesus, he put on his coat, and then he jumped into the water. He was already stripped down to a fisherman's work clothes. We might call it a bathing suit. But on top of his swimsuit, he put on his coat, and then he jumped into the water, although the rest of them were rowing with patience to get to the shore. Have you ever done something as silly as that when you were excited about something? First thing that comes back to my mind is this. I was at a movie, actually that time by myself, sitting in the back row in a darkened theater, and a very intense and dramatic scene happened in this movie. The movie was called The Ghost in the Darkness, about two men eating lions in Africa. But in this scene, a very awful and unexpected and terrible thing happened. I was so caught up in the movie, I stood at my chair in the back row and I yelled out in the darkened theater, "No!" And as everybody turned to look at me, boy, did I feel embarrassed, about as embarrassed as putting on my coat and then jumping into the water with Peter. Anyhow, having put on his coat, Peter jumped into the water and swam and waded ashore to see Jesus. Can't you just imagine Jesus smiling and even laughing as Peter came to him where he was on the beach? And what was Jesus doing? There Jesus had a charcoal fire going. And there Jesus was cooking some fish. And there Jesus was about ready to serve Peter, say it with me, won't you, some fresh grilled forgiveness. Over a charcoal fire. Same kind of fire over which Peter denied Jesus three times. But now through a meal of grilled fish and bread, Peter experienced some fresh grilled forgiveness. Verse 9 of our text from John 21 says this. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. And after breakfast, did you catch the text? Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Let's read these verses again. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," Jesus said. "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Do you truly love me?" Peter answered, "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, Jesus said to him, "Do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time. And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." After a fresh grilled breakfast, Peter was getting some fresh grilled forgiveness. Maybe the breeze shifted a bit and Peter got a good whiff of the charcoal fire. Maybe at that moment in Peter's mind, his mind shifted to another charcoal fire on the night before the crucifixion when he had denied his Lord not once, not twice, but three times. And perhaps that's when it struck him what Jesus was doing that day on the beach. Three denials then. Three questions now. Three opportunities to experience the Lord's forgiveness. By asking Peter three times about his love and three times giving Peter a new commission to be the leader of the new Christian church, feed my sheep, take care of my lambs, Jesus was in effect wiping away Peter's three denials. Peter was forgiven. Peter was commissioned. Peter was given a brand new life. And all of this was served with a side order of grilled fish. It was indeed fresh grilled forgiveness. There's a pastor from Texas who shares this story. When Levi was 16 years old, he ran away from home, the home of his parents. He hitchhiked to El Paso, Texas, worked a little bit, collected some money, and then hitched on further west to Los Angeles. There he checked into a cheap motel. He had enough money to pay for two nights. Then the motel clerk told him about the nearby YMCA. When Levi got to the YMCA, they asked him a number of questions. Then they told him his room wasn't quite ready yet. So he went across the street and with the money he had left, bought a cheese sandwich and a cup of coffee. When he got back to the YMCA, the police were waiting for him. He had been reported as a runaway. The police took him away and put him in a youth protection facility. And if Levi's parents would send the airplane fare, he could go home. If they didn't, he would remain in the youth facility for 2 years until he was 18. For seven long days, Levi waited and worried what would happen. Would his parents send the money? Would they even want him to come home? Late that seventh night, a police officer took him to the airport. The money had arrived. But when the plane landed, Levi was afraid to get off, even though it was a small hometown airport. He was afraid to get off because his parents had to drive over 250 miles to get to the airport. Finally, the flight attendant walked him down the metal steps onto the small airport's tarmac. Before he knew it, he looked up and saw his parents running across the tarmac to him. His dad was in the lead. Levi's father wrapped his arms around him and took him home. And they all enjoyed a home-cooked meal. It was the meal that was the father's favorite to prepare and Levi's favorite to eat. Fresh off the barbecue grill. It was a meal whose main course was forgiveness. Jesus had forgiven and restored Peter with some grilled fish on a charcoal fire. It was for Peter, as it was for the runaway boy Levi, fresh grilled forgiveness. My friends, we've all had moments in our lives when we have denied our Lord as Peter did. We have run away from God and hurt loved ones as the boy Levi did. But the good news is this. Like Levi and Peter, God's gift of restoration and forgiveness is ours. Take a moment and look at your Savior on that cross. Just a moment. Look at your Savior on that cross. There is your forgiveness. There is your restoration. So come with me now. Come with Peter. Jump out of your boat and come back home to Jesus. He's waiting here on the shore for you with some fresh grilled fish. And don't bother putting on your coat. Come just as you are. In the name of Jesus. Amen.